In the next few years, we will see on one side the development of new technology, and we will better understand how this new technological development as artificial intelligence will impact on our day-to-day life. On the other side, in EUMETSAT, we will see the launch of many other satellites we have in our pipeline, which will certainly revolutionize the way data is used by the meteorological services.
Welcome to Forecasting Innovation. EUMETSAT is Europe's operational satellite agency for monitoring weather, climate and the environment from space. My name is Christina Bonanati. I am an Earth scientist and science communicator. Together with EUMETSAT's chief scientist Paolo Ruti, in this podcast we will explore the frontiers of technology in satellite operations and weather science. We look forward to valuable insights, horizon-scanning outlooks, and thought-provoking discussions with scientists who are driving innovation and advancements.
EUMETSAT co-design, develop, and operate meteorological and climatological satellites for 30 countries in Europe. And so we serve a large group of users from public sector, but also to the private remit. We serve a different value chain, if you want. So the weather value chain, the climate value chain, air quality, marine services.
Paolo and I have been reflecting on the motivations behind launching this podcast series, especially at this moment in time. This is a pivotal era in the technological landscape, marked by the rapid advancements in artificial intelligence, cloud infrastructures, and the growing amount of data from the new satellite fleet. With this podcast series, we want to share knowledge and foster discussion on technical innovation in weather science and satellite operations. To fully understand the innovations and future developments we aim to explore, we must first understand the evolution of past technological breakthroughs. As is often the case in science, understanding the past helps predict and shape the future. So we'll start by discussing how technical innovation has shaped human history. Let's first hear about Paolo's role as chief scientist and about his career experiences with scientific revolutions in computing, data storage and weather prediction.
So the chief scientist in EUMETSAT helps the organization in scouting the horizon, especially for scientific or technological developments. AI machine learning is one topic. How science is developing in different sectors like cloud computing or quantum computing. So, of course, there are technologies far away, probably. So the real application will come in 10 years' time. But it's important to scout those technologies because the organization needs to be ready. So basically in a few months, the way large language model, a chatbot or ChatGPT is used, change the way we are interacting with internet and with all the data we have on one side. So this is the main role. The other important role is to continuously interacting with our users and to capture the long-term changes into the user's arena. I think, of course, EUMETSAT has a lot of activities on a day-to-day, but there is also a long-term horizon component. What are the user needs in 20 years? Will determine the type of investment and the type of satellites we will start designing in the next few years.
Paolo, what would you say? How have technological advancements changed the way you work throughout your career? And how have you personally experienced the major technical revolutions over the years?
I started my career with this field doing a master in physics. That time was a beginning of a new technological cycle with the internet. So it was beginning of the 90s. And that was the period where internet was growing, moving from being just a small technology, becoming large technology that influenced and changed the way the world was working and is working today. And after many years, now in my position as a chief scientist at EUMETSAT, I'm now assisting to a new type of a technological revolution where artificial intelligence is also changing the way we are working together and we are creating new products. So I would say it's very exciting to see how across my career I encountered those technological cycles.
Today, we are witnessing an exciting technological revolution. To understand how technologies evolve over time, let's delve into the past and examine how technical innovation has shaped human history. In many technological developments, we can see recurring patterns. So let's picture this evolution as a cycle, the technological life cycle. At the outset, we experience an era of ferment, where various approaches and technological solutions compete in a dynamic market. Performance characteristics are often unclear and uncertainty is high. As time progresses, certain solutions start to gain traction and demonstrate greater market success. Then, in the dominant design phase, technological diversity and uncertainty gradually diminish. One solution becomes the industry standard, setting the stage for an era of incremental change. Here, technology undergoes optimization, witnessing advancements and enhancements, until in the era of technological discontinuity, new solutions emerge. So now let's think of some examples that most of you know and that also, Paolo, you experienced in your career.
If you think personal computers emerged beginning of 70s, the beginning of these cycles, era of ferment, beginning of 80s, you had this technology which starts capturing part of the market and then stabilized and became a very mature technology end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s. And that was a typical cycle in this technological development. At the same time, when the technology was becoming, let's say, incremental, so you start millions of users of personal computers during the 90s for many applications, at that point, there was a new technological cycle starting, that was internet. And internet boost the development of new applications and new use of the personal computers per se. But you can observe also additional new cycles, like how you store your data. That was an initial problem in the first early stage of personal computers, but also when I was doing my master thesis, I was using magnetic tapes. And that was very, very old technology, that hard disk become the most advanced technologies, and they become probably, let's say, the fundamental product that has been used up to now. The technology is more or less the same, so only now they are changing the way we are moving to new type of technology for microwave recording in the new hard disk. And nowadays you observe a new cycle because you have cloud, most of the cloud services, so you are not using your local disk, but you are starting moving your data to the cloud.
And of course, these are only some examples where technical innovation experienced this typical cycle. To know where in the technological life cycle we are in this time period is important for anyone who is involved in business with technical innovation. But for Humidsat, it is especially important, as Humidsat is at the central position connecting with other organizations and driven by a large portfolio of users. This will also help predicting how technical innovations may develop in the future, how they will be adopted or replaced by new technologies. So let's think of the recent developments that make this time particularly significant.
We observe a new technological cycle developing, starting now with a sort of era of ferment, where artificial intelligence is making profound impact to our value chains, because we are in the beginning of a new cycle. So it's important to help Humidsat and to help our users to capture what will happen, to support the members, to support the users, the countries we work for, is also to help them to scout the horizon. If a new technology is arriving, is coming, what will be the impact in their business model? What will be the impact in our data and the use of our data into the weather or climate or marine services? At Humidsat, we are sitting on a gold mine. We operate more than 10 satellites on geostationary and low Earth orbits. On those satellites, we have several instruments measuring weather, temperature, wind, humidity, looking down to the Earth and measuring important elements of our environment. And not only measuring, but providing those information operationally in real time to customers and users. So artificial intelligence is based on learning or developing new knowledge, if you want, on existing data. no matter the type of data. If you are using chatbot, it means that you are looking to documents. Data are basically words, statements. If you are providing a weather prediction, you are using temperature data to different type of data. But at the end of the story, artificial intelligence is based on exploiting data. So EUMETSAT has a central position at the heart of all this development because we provide data to all MET services. So I think it's important to us to understand how we can make our data better used in this new revolution, which is based on artificial intelligence.
So we hope that with AI-supported tools, there will be new ways to exploit the full potential that these data provides. So until 2020, you were head of the World Weather Research Division at the World Meteorological Organization. Thinking of the last decades, what was the role of WMO in fostering innovation in weather science?
The World Meteorological Organization has played an important role during 70s, 80s, even before, to make sure that data were exchanged across the world in an operational way to boost and to maintain the weather prediction system around the world. The other important role was to boost science and scout the development of science. So I've been very glad to spend several years in the World Meteorological Organization, specifically to lead the weather science there and to work with many scientists around the world, from the technological development of very high resolution models that are used during the Olympic Games to predict very detailed weather, or to work with social scientists to understand how the warning that some meteorological service is issuing is interpreted by the people on the street. And how the warning are interpreted is important because they make a change, saving life. So there were different type of scientific topics that we covered to make sure that not only the human being is capable to develop the best prediction model ever, the most important question was how we can make sure that scientific development has a positive impact around the world for all the countries. So that is the important role WMO has, and I think this has been a pleasure to me to work there and to contribute to this.
Disruptive technologies such as machine learning are changing the way operational weather prediction will be done in a few years. EUMETSAT serves a diverse portfolio of users relying on accurate and timely weather and climate data. The requirements of these users are what drives the development of solutions through innovation.
In terms of innovation, we can make two main examples. One is moving from operating a large amount of data and interacting with the data based on local infrastructure to moving to the cloud systems. So changing the way not only the data is distributed, but also the way the users or the customers, they interact with the data. And this is a profound change, which is not only technological in the sense that, of course, there are a new type of protocols, new type of software, et cetera, but it's also the way you structure and you develop your work. It's easier to create virtual laboratories into the clouds and to bring different groups working together, as an example. So this is one area where we are investing a lot as an organization. And the other area, as you mentioned, is artificial intelligence. And specifically in the last few, let's say, 1 year and a half, we observed how new methods from artificial intelligence are used to produce the weather forecast. It's the first time in our history of our community that new tools and new methods are developed outside our community and still based on data. This is an important element. All machine learning and artificial intelligence is based on data. This technology is now entering the community and is changing the way, and I would say it should facilitate the way we operate. We provide better services to the people that you are looking to your mobile phone, your weather app, But what is behind is a large value chain with a lot of computing facilities, a lot of technologies, a lot of data that are collected around the world to make possible that the weather forecast is in your mobile app. But all these will be and should be facilitated also in this case by this new technological cycle driven by artificial intelligence. Now the question is how we can understand what will be the full scale of applications of this new technology. This is the typical questions at the beginning of any new technological cycle. What are the different applications and what will be the most used applications of this new technology?
Let's think of some specific examples of how innovation in AI recently has and will in the coming years transform the tools and methods used for weather prediction. How are the new technological advancements adapted to changing user needs?
The weather prediction is based on collecting data and using those data operationally every day, collecting data every 6 hours and making sure that those data are ready to be used by mathematical models that produce the forecast for the next 5 to 10 days. And this is well-known technology. And so based on the development of that technology, so how those models will evolve, we have been able to plan and design MTG, the Meteosat third generation. It's been launched at the end of 22, and they are now operationally starting to be used in 24. The incremental development of this technology of weather prediction made possible to design the satellite. But what will happen in the next 20 years? How artificial intelligence will change the tools we are using nowadays to make prediction? And how those tools will use the data to make the prediction is a key question, because that could change the way you design a new instrument for a new satellite to be launched in 2035 and 2040.
The launch of the first Meteosat third generation satellite in December 2020 marks a new era in weather forecasting and Earth observation. Being the most complex and innovative meteorological geostationary satellite systems ever developed, they also will provide 50 times more data than the current Meteosat fleet. Now, we have already heard a lot about data, but what kind of data are these? What are they used for and what impact do they hold for weather science, Earth observation and disaster risk reduction?
The Meteosat third generation satellite is providing an unprecedented amount of data in terms of quality and in terms of amount. So we provide information for visible or infrared channels. It means that we are able from 36,000 kilometers to look down to Europe and to observe at the resolution of 500 meters the snow coverage over the Alps. So this information can be used to plan what will be the water availability in the area of the Alpine region for the next season and how much of the snow cover will be transformed into water during spring. We provide information at 1 kilometer resolution for clouds coverage. So this helps the development of what is called nowcasting. So the forecast for the next few minutes or the next two hours. And this is extremely important in regions where there are small storms developing and that they are not captured by the big models. And so you can observe from the satellites and you can identify, and if they grow rapidly, because we take measure every few minutes, we can warn the people in that region that a big storm is developing there. You can have other type of infrared informations for wildfires. So you can capture at the resolution of 1 kilometer wildfires. And this has been important that we have seen this summer in Southern Europe, but it happens also in Northern Europe, in the Baltic regions, you have several wildfires. So it's a problem all around Europe. And so to have this camera that's constantly watching wildfires development over Europe, it's important because it can be used by all people operating on the ground and they can also prevent some situation to become worse.
I hope you've enjoyed our first episode of Forecasting Innovation, a podcast series by HumidSat with Chief Scientist Paolo Ruti and myself, science communicator Christina Bonanati. In the upcoming episodes, we'll talk about the cutting-edge advancements in machine learning and weather prediction with Florence Rabier, Director General at the European Center for Medium-Range Weather Forecast.
So what's happening today in terms of artificial intelligence is not only changing today's technology and the way we work with new methods and new tools, but it will change the way Met services will operate, and it will change the way we have to plan and design future satellites.